From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea did not go through with a possible nuclear test Saturday after the United States demonstrated a credible threat of military force in the region and China increased economic restrictions against its economically dependent ally. Instead, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un presided over a military parade to celebrate the April 15th birthday of its founding leader, the late Kim Il-sung, the country's most important holiday known as the Day of the Sun. A senior North Korean government official speaking at the parade said the United States is bringing nuclear strategic assets to the Korean Peninsula and creating a situation of nuclear war provocation in the name of opposing our nation. We are not afraid of war and will never avoid it. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action by Pyongyang, conducts another nuclear test, or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says the U.S. used a massive bomb against Islamic State affiliates in Afghanistan in order to remove a strategic roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group. At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion in the largest non-nuclear device bomb in the U.S. arsenal. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The foreign ministers in Russia, Syria, and Iran got together in Moscow for a meeting on Friday. They are warning the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At the meeting in Moscow, the minister said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian air base last week in response to chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from the Western countries that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the attack. The U.S. accuses Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. Turkish expatriates in Europe on edge ahead of Sunday's referendum in their homeland, troubled by threats against no-vote campaigners. A yes vote in the constitutional balloting would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan broad new powers, which supporters argue are needed to carry forward his program to develop Turkey. But opponents argue Erdogan is trying to establish a modern dictatorship, allowing him to retain power until at least 2029.
If you look from the 2002 to the 2017, it's just looking like we are not going better. Not about also economy, about our cultural things.
The campaign of those in favor of the new constitution ended on Friday, but the opposition party is making the most of their last-minute moments to gain more support. Nigerians rallied in the commercial hub Lagos Friday, urging President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more to free the more than 200 schoolgirls still held by Boko Haram extremists. Friday marked 3 years since the mass abduction of nearly 300 schoolgirls by Boko Haram. Since then, 57 have escaped, 21 have been released, and 3 have been found. There is anger that government efforts to negotiate their freedom appears to have stalled. And dozens of American soldiers have been deployed to Mogadishu to train and equip Somali forces fighting extremism in Somalia. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command said the U.S. will conduct various security operations and or security force assistance events in Somalia in order to assist its allies and partners. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.